You're tuned in to the God Put Me Up On Game podcast. This is the podcast for winners. I'm Kristen R. Harris, your host, and I'm here to share all that good game. So grab your pen and pad, because when God speaks, you better take notes. Remember, God puts us up on that good game because he wants us to win. All right, winners, let's huddle up and get into this week's good game. Hey, winners, what's going on? Thank you guys so much for coming down to the winner's circle for another episode of God Put Me Up On Game. I'm your host, Kristen R. Harris. If you're new to these parts, if you're new to the winner's circle, welcome. We are so pleased to have you. This is a circle where you can sit. We welcome all winners. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. You already know the drill. I am grateful. I am just ecstatic that you have decided to join us. As always, I want to share and just shout out a review that we received. You guys know these reviews warm my heart. So this one is coming in from Selma B. Hey, Selma. I got a funny story about Selma in a moment. I'll tell you that. But this says, listening to episode 50 and 51. I got to go back and see what episode 50 and 51 are. But you guys should go check it out too. But she says, listening to episode 50 and 51, and they were written just for me. I found your podcast last year by accident on iHeartRadio. Selma, it's never an accident. I just shared in a social media post that some call it coincidence, but I call it God's providence. He led you right where you needed to be. So she said, I found your podcast last year by accident on iHeartRadio, and I am grateful to what I now know was no accident. Oh, you went ahead and said it. I didn't read it. I should have gave you an opportunity to finish your thoughts. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. Well, Selma, thank you so much for coming down to the Winner's Circle, for joining the Winner's Circle. We love you. We are so happy to have you here. And thank you so much for that review. It means the world to me. I don't take any of you guys' words lightly. I don't take them for granted. Oftentimes when I get those reviews, when I get those inboxes or those DMs or those emails, they are at the most opportune time. I need that encouragement. And it may not be just about this podcast, but listen, y'all, I am in a season right now, okay? It is a season, and I'm just holding on to the encouragement that God is sending through. So Selma, thank you so much for being obedient and writing that so that I could be empowered to just go on a little bit further. And again, funny thing about Selma, and I don't know, I just thought about this as I was reading your review. When I was 15 years old, I was actually hit by a car. I was walking, crossing the street, and I was hit by a hit and run driver. Listen, y'all, devil been trying to take me out for a long time. And so when the ambulance came and everything, transported me to the hospital, after they got done working on me and, you know, making sure that I was good, I noticed that they tagged me. I had my hospital band on, and I guess because they did not know my name, I was tagged as Selma Doe. And that has always been a joke in my family, that I was tagged as Selma Doe. And I guess that's like the black version of Jane Doe. I don't know. So Selma, you have a special place in my heart. And not only that, my very best friend in the whole wide world, she is from Selma, Alabama. So Selma, you my girl. Thank you so much. All right, winners, listen, let's huddle up. Let's get this good game, because I am excited to share with you guys on today what the Lord has given me, the game that he has shared with me. You guys know the game is to be told. So I'm really excited to share this with you. I know we missed last week, and so because I missed, I'm ready to get back into it and get this off my chest. I got to get this good game off my chest, because I know that someone who is listening is, you need this. You need to hear this word. And let me just say this. You know, I always push for you guys to go on Apple and leave reviews and whatever other platforms you can leave a review. But what is most important to me, again, is that this game is to be shared, guys. So I want to challenge you this week. I want to challenge you. You know, I love when you guys share on social media, so please do that as well. If you're listening on Spotify, it's really easy for you to share there. You can share right to your Instagram stories or whatever. But even beyond sharing on social, what I want to encourage you to do is to share this link personally. Share it via text message with someone who you know needs to hear this word. And when you hear this good game today, you're going to know exactly what I mean, because I know you know someone who needs some type of healing, whether it's mental healing, physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. I want you to share this and personally share it with them. Text them, email, whatever it is, to let them know that you are thinking specifically about them. And that's so important, because, you know, when people send me things in my text message versus I just see it on social media, sometimes on social media I'll click it and say, hey, let me take a listen. But when someone takes the time to personally send me something, I know that this must be something that I need to hear. This is something that I need to watch. This is something that I need to read. And so I encourage you to do that on this week. And bless somebody. Don't keep the game to yourself. Don't hoard the game. Come on, y'all. Give. Share. All right, so let's huddle up and get into this good game. So, as I said just a moment ago, this has certainly been a season for me. Oh my goodness. You know, I've shared just this new season. I've kind of given you guys a glimpse into some of the things that have gone on, you know, with me breaking my ankle and having to learn this walking thing again. Just left physical therapy yesterday and I was a little frustrated because this isn't going as fast as I would have liked. But again, we're trusting the process. It's a process and we got to walk this thing out. But even aside from my ankle, there's so many other things that I have not shared that have taken place since March. And here we are in, what is this, August? We're in August now, and things are still happening. And it's like I described it as a rapid fire attack. I feel as though it's just like a semi-automatic weapon has been unloaded. And it's just like pop, 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 pop. And then when you think there's a moment where it has stopped, it continues. And so this is definitely a season for me, for my family, for my friends, because I thank God, because my friends are going through this thing with me. They're going through this season with me, walking it out. So it has definitely been a season, even so much so. And I think I'll talk about this one day in the future when the Lord releases me. But I told someone, I've been telling everyone, I feel like I'm in a Job season, you know. And in Job, it's like another messenger came and another messenger came and another messenger came. And so there was like this series of events that just kept coming at Job. And but what I stand on firm is chapter 42. And in chapter 42, we see that Job, everything that he lost in that season, everything that that was taken from him, the Lord restored it. And he actually gave him twice as much than he had before. He received double for his trouble. In fact, in Job 42 and 10, the exact scripture says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Listen, y'all stay on your prayer. Stay on the prayer wall. Even when you're going through, continue to intercede for those around you. And I know that sometimes that is a very difficult thing to do. Don't think that I don't. I'm not that holy. I'm not that spiritual. I'm not that deep to forget or not understand that it's a challenge sometimes when you're under an attack, when you're going through in your own life, to continue to press in and to pray for those around you, to pray for even those you don't know, to pray for those that you don't like. But what I love about this scripture, it says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So that's just a little nugget. That's not really the game I came to share today, but that's just a little nugget. Intercessors, stay interceding. Prayer warrior, stay warring. The Lord is going to give you back double. He is not unjust. One of my favorite scriptures, Hebrews 6 and 10, I believe it is. God is not unjust to forget how you have worked, how you have served his people. He is not unjust to forget that. And he's going to give you back double for your trouble, okay? But anyway, I want to get into this good game. I done went all off on a tangent. Somebody must need to hear that because I have gone all off on a tangent. But I want to just share this because I've been studying. And as you guys know, this is a season of healing for me. There's a lot of attacks on my physical health. I've been very healthy all of my life. I've never really experienced what I'm going through now. This is all brand new for me. But as I told someone the other day, I believe that, you know, the Lord is, he's showing me that he's a healer. You know, there is one thing to hear about things. It's one thing to hear what other people say, or even to watch their journey, or to watch him do it in other people. And I've been very up close and personal with God as the healer, with Jehovah Rapha, with that healing balm of Gilead. I've been very up close and personal with that, even so much so as to my youngest daughter. Those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a while, you probably know her story. I think I shared it on here, but if you're connected on social media, in fact, if you don't know her story, go look me up on Instagram, Kristen R. Harris. I just shared a brief testimony of what she went through the other day because it was her 10th birthday. And so if you go and look on that, and even if you click on the hashtag Kai, K-A-I, Pi Day, K-A-I-P-I-E, D-A-Y, you'll be able to read her journey. And so with my daughter, I've seen just that healing thing. But let me tell you, it's one thing to see it, but it's another thing to actually experience it for yourself on a personal level. And so I do believe that this season is going to really show me Jesus as the master physician. Is going to show me that by his stripes we are healed. I'm going to have a personal testimony. Of course, with my daughter, it's very personal, but this one's going to be extra personal because it's me. I'm experiencing this. And so I wanted to share this with you. I was studying in my journal because I was just kind of, I've been reading healing scriptures and finding places where the Lord healed his people. But this particular day, I was not even looking for this. And I stumbled upon this and the Lord began to use this to minister to me. And so it is my prayer that it does the same for you. So I'm going to read this scripture really quickly. And then we will get right into this game that I want to share because I'm so excited to share this with you guys. So I'm reading from John chapter 4 verses 49 through 53. And of course, guys, I don't think I ever say this, but I always put the link to the scriptures in the show notes. So if you're driving or you're just unavailable to take notes, you can always click on those show notes and there's a link in there that will take you right to the scripture and you can read it. So I'm very aware and I try to be diligent about that so that you guys can read this for yourself. Look, don't take my word for it. Go get into it yourself, okay? So John 4, 49 through 53, it says that the nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And there's an exclamation point, which means, I mean, he was excited. He's anxious. He's afraid. He's like, "Look, this is urgent. I need you to come." Jesus said to him, go your way. Your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed in his whole household. So if you're not familiar with this story, pretty much there's a man, the nobleman. He has run into town. He has heard that Jesus is in Galilee and his son is sick. His son is on his deathbed. So he has rushed over, taken a trip to see Jesus. And he's like, "I need you to come heal my son." Why? Because he has heard about all the great things that Jesus has done. And he's like, "I need that right now." This is personal. Again, I know what it's like when you got a child that's suffering. Okay. His child is on the brink of death. And he's like, "I need you, Jesus. Come on down." And so Jesus doesn't go and follow the man home. What does he do? He sends a word. All he has to do is say a word. And, you know, if you're familiar with the passages of scripture, there are plenty of ways that Jesus heals. Sometimes it's through a touch. You know, sometimes he does something weird, like puts some saliva in the mud and rubs it on your eyes. But this time there was no touching. There was no unusual occurrence. It was just a word that was spoken. He said, "Your son lives." And so I have come here on this podcast to tell you that the word of the Lord is all you need for your healing, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough. Here we're specifically speaking of healing, but the word of the Lord is all you need. Somebody listening to me, you have received prophetic word after prophetic word. People have declared things over your life. You have heard from the Lord yourself, but you're still in a place of despair. You're still in a place of despondency, thinking that because of what is in front of you, because of what you see, you haven't allowed the word to do what the word does. The word of God says that his word will not return void to him. What he sends it out to do is what it's going to do. It's going to accomplish the purposes for which it was sent forth. And so I need to encourage you to go back to that word. And even if you have not received any verbal rhema words from the Lord, you haven't received any prophetic words, maybe you haven't heard anything resonate in your spirit, you need to open your Bible. That's a whole living word right there. He said all he needs to say right there. And so the word of the Lord is enough. The healing word is enough. He said, "Your son lives." So the word of the Lord went before him and did what it was supposed to do. As my kids say, it gave what it was supposed to give. The word did what it was supposed to do. And so I just want to encourage you guys today. Hold on to the word of the Lord. What he said concerning you, concerning your healing. Remember, this is not just about physical healing. That's where I am today. But you may need some emotional healing, the trauma of your past. The word of the Lord went before him. Another thing that I saw in this is that so the man got the word. The father heard the word of the Lord. The Lord said, "Your son is going to live," right? But the father was there with Jesus. His son was at home. So he didn't see immediately what happened. He didn't see what happened when that word went forth. He didn't see that fever break immediately. He didn't see it because he was not there. And so you cannot see what God's word is doing. You can't necessarily see the things that are shifting in the heavens that are going to manifest in the earth. You may not be able to see that yet because you haven't arrived where the healing is just yet. The word has gone forth and did what it's supposed to do. God sent the word forth. Jesus sent the healing word forth. The word went back to his son and did what it was supposed to do. But because we haven't arrived at the place of our healing yet, we don't see it with our eyes. But glory be to God. That's why you have to be surrounded by the right people, because his servants, they were already there. They could already see the healing that had manifested. And what did they do? They ran down to share it with him. You got to be surrounded by the right people. I thank God for my circle in this season. I thank God. I get emotional just thinking about it. And if any of them are listening, they know who they are, because they have held me up for months. They have been Aaron's and hers in this season. You gotta be surrounded by the right people. You got to be surrounded by the right people. And I pray for you. If you don't have that support system, God, send them who they need, God. Even if they are complete strangers, Lord, allow people to cross their path who can speak into their purpose, who can speak into their destinies, who can give them a word from you, God, who can speak over them what they see in themselves that they are not able to see themselves, God. Allow them to speak that over them. So these servants ran back because they saw the healing. They saw what the Lord had done, and they ran back. So you got to have people around you who are able to see what you cannot see. Sometimes you're so blinded by what's happening around you. You know, I got some really devastating news recently. I mean, it was a blow. It was a blow. And you guys already know, if you stick around long enough, you're going to hear about it, because that's just the way this works. My story, his glory. But I got some very devastating news. But I thank God, because every person in my close circle who I have shared this with, the first thing they did was sprung into prayer. They sprung into prayer. They sprung into prayer, and they declared the word of the Lord over my life. And they told me, look, this is what I see. This is what I see. This is what the Lord has shown me. And so even in that moment, you know, there, the Lord had already shown me that everything works out well in the end. Everything works out for my good. Job chapter 42, double for my trouble is coming unto me. The Lord had already shown me that. But sometimes when you get in the thick of a thing, you get blinded. The enemy starts twisting your thoughts and making you confused and making you doubt the Lord. But you need people around you who can see the healing already manifested, who can see the deliverance already manifested. So if you don't have those prayer riders, as I call them my prayer riders, because they ride for me in prayer. We ride for each other. And that's let me tell you, that's a thought too. You got to be what you want to see. Is this thing on? Let me say a little louder. You got to be what you want to see. You want to see that support. You want to see people riding for you in prayer. Be that person. And I can honestly, unequivocally say without a doubt that I have been a rider for people in my life in prayer. And so now in this most vulnerable season of my life, I don't have to go beg for prayer. It's just being reciprocated. So be what you want to see. Two other things I want to share with you really quickly about this healing word. One is that it says he believed. The man heard what Jesus said. And what did he do? He turned around and he went on back home. So what we can kind of infer from this passage is that he ran down to Jesus in fear. We see the exclamation points. My son is not well. I need you to come! Exclamation point. Like he's anxious. And we don't have to see that written that way to know if your child is on their deathbed and you know that there is someone who can heal them. You're running down there. It is urgent. You're in a rush. You got to get there as soon as possible. So he hurried down to Galilee in fear. He's running in fear. But once he gets the word of the Lord, he's walking back in faith. We don't see this urgency anymore. He's kind of strolling back. Sure, he wants to get back to see his son and see the healing, but there's no longer any fear. He's not rushing. In fact, we know he's not rushing because the servants had to come and meet him to tell him that the son had lived. So he ran down in fear, but he walked back in faith. This is what happens when you believe. Your whole countenance begins to shift. You're no longer moving from a place of despair. You're no longer just grasping the wind for anything that you can catch. You're resting in the Lord. You know, I was just, as the Lord was ministering to me yesterday, I was studying and he took me back. And I know I've shared this on this podcast several times about the peace of God. The peace of God. That's why that scripture says, I don't give peace as the world gives. When the world gives peace, when the world talks about peace, there's an absence of conflict. There's an absence of chaos. When there's peace in the world, nothing's going on. There's a calmness and a stillness. But when the Lord gives peace, that means even in the midst of chaotic situations, even in the midst of you hearing that your son is about to die, you're watching him die, but the Lord gives you one word, it causes peace in the midst of that chaos. That man went home with peace. He went home with peace. And so I challenge you to hear the word of the Lord. Even if this is it, this is your word right here. This may be the word that you hear from the Lord. God is sending me to speak this over you so that you can experience that peace that transcends all understanding. Whatever chaotic situations are breaking forth in your life, rest in him, rest in his word. And not only did he believe, The end of that scripture says his whole house believed. His whole household was changed. I prophesy, I decree and declare that this situation that you're standing in right now, it is about to shift the entire trajectory of your family. Generational lines are going to be impacted because of what you are standing in right now. This test, this trial, this tribulation that you are experiencing right now, it's not just for you, baby. It's for your family. It's for your bloodline. Curses are about to break off of your bloodline. People are going to believe. There are some who are not saved in your family who are coming to know the Lord because they are watching how you are walking through this thing. Your story, his glory, this testimony is about to bring people closer to him than they have ever been before. Your whole bloodline, your household is going to believe. Somebody listening to me is struggling right now because there are people in your very own home who do not serve the God that you serve. But the Lord has sent me to tell you that this situation is going to cause them to come to you. The goodness of the Lord brings men to repentance. They are going to see how good your God is, how he shows up on your behalf, how he miraculously healed you. So I decree and declare that your bloodline is shifting in Jesus' name. Listen, y'all got me on here preaching today. Y'all got me on here preaching. It's the healing word. The healing word. Jesus' healing word. That's all you need. You don't need to be touched. You don't got to run up in a line and get the apostle to lay hands on you. I mean, I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, because there are some things, as the word said, that happen by the laying on of hands. I'm not discounting that. But what I'm saying is, according to this, all you need is a word. All you need is a word. And then what you need to do with that word is believe it. Hold it in your heart. Ponder that thing. Meditate on it. When the enemy tries to come at you and tell you what God is not going to do, you remember what the Lord said. You remember his promises. Hold on to the word of the Lord, the healing word. And it's so funny. As the Lord was ministering to me through this passage of scripture a few days ago, I looked up at my vision board that I created for 2022. And let me just say, I didn't see any of this happening in 2022. This was not how I expected this year to go, but the Lord knew. So every time I sit down and do my vision boards, I always seek God. God, what is it that you would have for my year? And right in the middle of my board, what are the words? The healing word. Three words right in the middle of my board. The healing word. God knew. He knew. I was going to need his healing word to make it through this year. So I speak these healing words over you. By his stripes, you are healed. His word says that he himself took on our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. You are healed in Jesus' name. Your mind is healed in Jesus' name. Your body is healed in Jesus' name. Your emotions are healed in Jesus' name. Your relationships are healed in Jesus' name. The healing word is yours. You just got to believe it and trust it. Trust the process. Trust the process. Trust the process. I know the process is not always easy. In fact, most times it's hard. It's a process. When we think about the word process, very seldom does something easy come to mind. A process is generally a tough season. You got to walk through. You got to trudge through some things. But trust the process. I promise it's going to get greater later. So I want to pray for you guys really quickly. Those of you who need healing. Those of you who need to experience that healing word. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to let you guys go, because I want you to marinate on this good, good game. I want you to go and read this scripture. I want you to know that there are several instances where God just sent his word, where Jesus just spoke his word. Even in Matthew 8:16, it said he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed sicknesses with a word, y'all. the healing word. I speak the healing word over everyone listening to me. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for your healing word. I pray that those who are listening to me right now, God, who need healing, who are in need of a healing in their mind, in their spirit, in their emotions, in their bodies, God, Lord, that they hear even these words that have been spoken on this episode, God, Lord, that the healing word begins to permeate, God, permeate their spirit, God, get into their ears, God, get into their hearts, get into their minds. Lord, I thank you for your healing word, for your word never returns to you void, God, but that it does everything that you sent it out to do, God. So I thank you, Lord, for healing minds, Lord, for healing all mental illnesses in the name of Jesus, for healing all spaces of confusion, all spaces of conflict and doubt that are happening inside your people's minds right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for healing hearts, God. Lord, pain and resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness that has taken root. Lord, I thank you that you are plucking it out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, no longer will it keep us bound, God, Lord, but that we will move forward free, healed, and delivered. Lord, I thank you for healing even of sicknesses, God. Lord, no disease is a match for you. Every disease must come under the name of Jesus. So I speak to every ailment, every infirmity, God. Lord, every sickle cell disease, every cancer, every tumor, every migraine, diabetes, hypertension, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you are healing your people's bodies, God. Lord, it is your desire that we would prosper even in our bodies as we prosper in our soul. It is your desire that we prosper in our minds as we prosper in our soul, God. So I speak even emotional healing over your people, God. Lord, I thank you that you are the master physician. And there is no case that is too hard for you. Behold, you are the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you? And the answer is no, God. So I thank you for your healing word. And Lord, I pray that even those who are listening to this podcast who do not have the right connections, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to begin to link them with the right people. God, people of faith, people who believe on their behalf, God, even when they don't have the strength to believe, God. Lord, help our unbelief in this season. Begin to allow our faith to arise, Lord, to come to a level, God, that can that you can work with, God. I thank you, Lord, that your word says even a mustard seed of faith, God. So even a small kernel, a small grain of faith, Lord, you can move mountains with that thing, God. So I thank you, Lord, for the faith of your people in this hour. Lord, we thank you in advance for total and complete healing, total and complete wellness, God. Lord, we yield unto you. And God, I thank you for the testimonies that are coming from this, Lord. Lord, that even households are being changed, Lord. Lord, people in their homes are being saved and delivered and healed and set free, God, because of one person's belief, because of their belief in your healing word. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it for your people. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, that's all the game I got for you guys. I'm going to go. I'm going to let that marinate with you guys. I'm going to continue to ponder and meditate on that word myself. It is the healing word, y'all. He's going to do it for you. He's going to do it. Listen, y'all better use that healing word. That's a good, good game. That's some game, y'all. That's game. Listen. Remember, God puts us up on this good, good game. Not so we could just hear words. What are you just hearing things? Don't be a hearer of the word. Be a doer of the word. Do this thing. These are examples. Be like this nobleman. He heard that healing word and he believed. And he skipped right on back to his son. And before he could even see his son, the word came back to him. The report, the testimony. He lives. You will live. This sickness is not unto death. Somebody needs to hear that. This sickness is not unto death, but it is for the glory of God. God's going to get the glory out of your story. All right. That's all I got. Listen, I love you guys so much. I am praying for you. I will continue to pray for you. Got to be careful how I say this. I will continue to pray for you. I'll leave it at that. I almost said, send me your,
let me know you need prayer and I'll pray for you. But I'm afraid to put that out there, that invitation out there. So I'm praying for you guys. Know that I always pray for you guys. I'm praying for you, and I pray that this word has resonated with you and you take it to heart, and you allow God to do exactly what he wants to do in your life. All right. I've overstayed my time, so I'm out of here. I love you guys. I will see you guys in this same place. I'm not going to say next week, because every time I say next week, I don't show up next week. But same place. You can catch me here. And in the meantime, stay blessed, stay safe, stay sane. It's your girl, Kristen R. Harris, and I'm out. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of God Put Me Up On Game. I pray that something was said that set you up to win at this thing called life. Remember, this game is to be told, so don't keep it to yourself. We'll be back here next week, but in the meantime, you can come find us on all social media channels at God Put Me Up On Game. We would love to connect with you. See you later, winners.